Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends and neighbors. This is Mudtoe at Midnight. I am your host, Mudtoe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. And as I look out over a sea of humanity, I am reminded that we are all brothers and sisters sharing this planet. I need to be reminded of that because I spend way too much time on Facebook. Even given the mindless acrimony social media, I still believe that deep down we could all get along if we just put a little effort into it. So anyway, again, I'm Mudtoe. Thanks for tuning into my little corner of the internet this evening. And if my discourse seems to be, I don't know what I would apply to it. If there's like a sudden change in what I'm saying and I start talking about something very vague, and perhaps talking very slowly with a lot of pauses, it probably means somebody's standing right beside me. Because I am at the world-famous Hollywood Casino in Columbus, Ohio tonight. Hadn't been here for a while. I almost did the show from here once, and I chickened out and ended up doing it from the parking lot instead. This evening I have found about the quietest corner of the casino that I could, and things have calmed down significantly in the past hour. I think there was a concert going on, and it appears to have ended, so that noise is no longer with us. I was really thinking if that concert was going on, I might have to abandon this attempt, because I was not at all sure you would be able to hear me over that, even with the distance. I have my seat here. I'm actually, I'm guessing about 60 feet behind the stage, and the noise is still. I don't know how these. A telephone works kind of with sound the way camera works with light. I mean, with a camera or with your eyes, you can depend on your eyes and your brain to filter out those elements which are not as important and deliver you the elements that are important. And so, and the hearing is the same thing. It'll filter out the sounds of those big background sounds that really aren't, I mean, you're not listening for those. You're listening for what's happening closer to you, someone speaking, let's say. But the phone can't do that. A camera can't do it with light, and a phone can't do it with sound. Just all the sound is always going to be there. So I didn't know, with all that rocking and rolling going on, whether you folks would even be able to hear me. But that ended. Looks like some of the folks have made their way home. There's quite a bit of space right here. I'm sitting in I guess what would you call this? It's not really a cafe. There's an Asian restaurant, and it's all under roof. It's all under one roof. And there's an Asian restaurant, and then there's some seating outside the restaurant. And I staked out a little place here. It's interesting because for most of the time I've been sitting here, it's been pretty much empty. And then, coming up like 2-3 minutes before the show started, suddenly it filled up and there were people walking past me and just stopping right beside me. I got this whole area they could be standing in, but they decided they need to stand and go through their receipts, their gambling receipts, right beside me. But anyway, they found, they picked up their path and found where they were going. And they've left me here to speak to you for a little while. I like coming to the casino. I've never gambled at this casino. I have gambled before, but I've never gambled at this casino. And I've never gambled with the system that they have here, which is you get a card, a member card, and it accumulates all your points and all your dollars on the card, and you have to give them a bank account that funds the gambling you do in the card. And that seems rather dangerous to me, actually. I mean, unless there's some sort of limitation, which I'm sure there is, that, okay, you can't, use more than this much money in a day. Because, I mean, it's possible for you to go entirely through your checking account, hit the bottom. I mean, that would be bad. That would be very bad. You need to get it I know we're all supposed to be free agents and rugged individualists and taking care of ourselves, but, you know, a little bit of socialism in your life never hurt, you know, if they try to take care of you just a little bit. So anyway, I enjoy the energy of the casino. I enjoy watching the people. And I have thought from time to time that I might work here. They're always advertising for spots. And, you know, you see the guys walking around. I see a couple of them right now in their gold jackets. And then I think that there's people who walk around in black jackets, I think, are like a level below that, because they're actually doing some work. But the guys in the gold jackets seem to be walking around. In fact, there was a lady in one of the black jackets was walking around the restaurants a few minutes ago, and they always carry a notebook or a clipboard, and they're always like she was mopping up the tables and straightening the chairs. And then she came by and she emptied out the trash can. So obviously there's at least two different levels of. An hourly and a salaried. They're two different work units, but they're evidently combined into one. And I looked at the website, and it's amazingly muddled. You really can't tell from the job description what the job is at all. It's really quite amazing. Somebody had to put a lot of thought into that. It's almost like it's on purpose. Yeah, I've seen vague, I've seen badly written job descriptions. These are beautifully written, but they don't tell you anything. So it almost seems as if it's written that way on purpose. And I'm still curious. And, you know, I've got the time. I can get back and I need to fix up the resume that was given to me by the resume consultant that he made several mistakes on. And I haven't taken, I need to start taking, but I feel, why do I want to make this show about life? This show isn't supposed to be about how I feel. The show is supposed to be, you know, about deep spiritual matters that great spirit gives to me and that we pass on to you. But instead, I always come up here and whine about how I feel. But anyway, I'm a bad American. I have to put it that way. I'm just a bad American because I have not put sufficient effort at all into my job search. And I'm talking about my traditional job search, or actually my non-traditional job search in my writing. I haven't done a lot of work on my writing either. I've depended upon this job I have, this part-time job I have at the university hospital to get me by. And it's not really getting me by even with the assistance. I've allowed myself to grow complacent, and I'm having this incredible feeling of deja vu now. I think I have done this show before. I sat here and talked to you about how I felt complacent, and I needed to shake that off and become useful again. And I felt useful earlier this week. I felt I had a job at the 2 days of work at the hospital. And it's very simple. I just had to go there and be a guinea pig for some pharmacy students who were learning how to take blood pressure. And I didn't even have to get pumped up. All I had to do was let them put the cuff on me and take it off. I did that for 3 hours on Tuesday and 3 hours on Thursday. And it's going to wind up being about $100 for me, which will be very welcome. And I feel useful. I've done something. I've contributed to the healthcare profession, young professionals who will be going out there and taking care of people's pharmaceutical needs. And they'll be able to take the blood pressure in part because of me. I don't mean that kindly at all. I feel proud of that. Next week I'm going in for 2 days and pretending to have abdominal pain. That's all I know right now. I have the case. I haven't read it yet. So those things are good, and I like those things, and I enjoy doing those things. But I need to do something more. You know, the idea that the university hospital job isn't paying my bills, isn't paying for me to live, reflects the basic truth that I'm really not doing you know. Now, how does the casino dovetail into that? Well, casino is entertainment. People like to be entertained. The casino raises money for the state. God knows the state needs money. Although that system is goofy, obviously. You know, back in the day, we had two casino systems in the country, Nevada and New Jersey. The one in New Jersey never ran particularly well, but the one in Nevada ran very well, mainly because most of the revenue came from out of state. Here at our casino in Columbus, most of the revenue comes from in-state. In fact, most of the revenue comes from this county and the counties that surround it. He's moving one, money from one place to another place. There's people sitting here voluntarily paying extra income taxes, you know, except for the occasional ones who yell and scream and pop their hands over their heads because they won. I had a couple of them just before I went on the air. And I'll be, come on, keep cheering so I can get you onto the show, but it didn't work out that way. I just have to tell you. I have my music up somewhere. I enjoy that too. And I went to at the place where I do my music lesson. They have a jam on Friday night. Hadn't been to that before. Just went to that tonight. And I got to stand up in front of the microphone and sing because they didn't have any other singer. I sang with these guys, these very good musicians, all better than me. Sang with them for 2 hours. And I was told how much they appreciated having somebody there to sing. And as we were on our way out, one of the gentlemen gave me his number and said he goes to a different jam session at a different place on Wednesday nights and asked me if I'd like to come out. So it looks like I'm going to be doing a little singing. Now, mind you, this is all stuff I kind of have a lot of stuff going, a lot of stuff to do. It's just none of it pays right now. I need to bring in more stuff that pays. And this singing I'm doing immediately might not, but singing going forward certainly might. Many of my actor friends who work the same job I do at the university are also professional actors, and they make some money for what they do. That's something I get into. Something has to move. I'm naturally very, very cautious. And I want everything to be in line. I want everything to be ready. I want everything to be perfect before I proceed. Because if everything is that way, then there's no way I can fail. And failing is the worst thing you can do. That's what my parents taught me. Not intentionally. They didn't mean to teach me that. And they were doing their best. They were doing the best they knew how to do. Nonetheless, they managed to teach me that to fail is the worst thing you can do. So I fear failure. And I think of any excuse I can. If I'm not sure about something, I'm not sure I can do it, I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do it, I think of any excuse I can think of. I need to prepare this. I mean, this is particularly evident in my book. You know, how many stories do I need? You know, what's the best order to arrange the stories? I haven't even written them yet. And I'm worried about how they're going to be presented, you know, in book form. Write the stories. That's all. Just write them. And worry about the rest of it later. Failure. I mean, failure in the conventional sense. I don't need to worry about that. I'm there. I can't pay my own way. I'm on government assistance. I get cash from my parents. Neither one of those things will last forever. And, you know, I end up in a shelter somewhere. I don't want other people taking care of me. But pushing up against that is the fear that whatever I try to do, whatever I undertake, I will not accomplish because I'm not good enough, because I don't know enough, because I'll get bored. There's all the any reason I can think of to avoid putting myself out there, but there's no reason to avoid putting myself out there anymore. How much further can I fall? As long as I'm living in this country, right? I'm sure there are worse fates. I mean, you know, I'm a man. I'm a white man living in the United States, where that sort of social caste, I've gone about as low as I can go until the props get kicked out from under me. Like I say, if the Republicans sweep the election and there's no more food stamps and there's no more housing assistance, and if, you know, God forbid something happens to my parents and that's not available to me anymore, okay, now things are going to get worse because I have to, you know, where I am at the sort of stratum, the equilibrium state that I'm in now, there isn't really anything I could do, I mean, other than commit a crime that could make my situation worse. So why am I afraid? What am I afraid of? I don't know why I decided to say it like that. I'll tell you what else is bothering me, too. This is the night I decided to talk about what's bothering me. My anger at couples has come back. People who've listened to this show for a long time, oh, God, here we go again. I'm not going to go into it in detail. I'm just going to say I have for many years, from time to time, experienced this feeling where I see couples, usually young couples, but it could be couples of any age, see them together. It makes me first jealous and then very angry. And often I have to remove myself from the situation. These are people I don't know. Just people I just see on the bus, see at the grocery store, and I'm furious with them for having the audacity to display their happiness in front of me. And don't they know? They know what my state is. I got to take a step back on the water here. Oh, that's my favorite. This is really not the way I thought this show was going to go. But, I mean, that's typical. It almost never goes. I didn't bring my Shaman Tarot card. This would be a great time to segue into that. Didn't bring my Walk and Dry Place. This would be a great time to segue into that. I've sort of gotten to depend on those two things to get me to my 30 minutes. And here I am. I just have to talk. But I claim to be a healer of society who works through the written and spoken language, which means that I write or speak my words, praying that my speech or writing is in alignment with the intentions of Great Spirit, and praying that the words I speak or write find a person out there, at least one person who needs to hear them. And since I so seldom get any feedback about these shows or about the things I write on my blog, very, very hard for me to know I don't get any closure. The stuff just goes out there into the universe and never comes back. And I don't know if I pleased anyone or not. I don't know if I displeased it. Sometimes I do find out that I've displeased somebody. Some people tend to not be so shy when I have displeased them, and they will let me know about that. But when someone's pleased, or even if someone has been inspired to think about something, I hope that happens, but I don't know that it happens because nobody ever tells me. But then again, when I undertook this mission, this calling, nobody ever told me, hey, you're going to put your words out there, and then you'll be rewarded with closure. Nobody ever promised me closure. I can look for it all I want. And maybe so occasionally I'll get it. Maybe that will come to me more often as more people see the words and hear the words. But for right now, I just have to send my words out and sort of just deal with the silence that comes back. And as I was talking about before, there's a young couple out there by the gaming tables, some gratuitous displays of affection. And gosh, they really don't need to be doing that right there. And nothing wrong with it. I mean, they're kids. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just... It's a deep-seated psychological problem in Mudjoe's brain. It's just refusing to be dislodged or even identified. So I'm very big on identification. I feel like if I knew where the problem came from, I could neutralize it. And that's one of the difficulties I had with 12-step programs. They give absolutely no attention to causes. They don't care. They don't care what the cause is. You just follow the program and quit drinking or whatever it's doing. I found it much easier to interdict my destructive behaviors when I felt I had an insight into where they were coming from. And insight has come from 12-stepping. It's also come from counseling. It's also come from spiritual exploration. It's come from time in nature. It's come from meditation. One comes to... epiphany is probably too strong of a word. One comes to just a realization. Oh, that's sort of an interesting connection. And it has been noted in the past that I have an ability to make connections where other people wouldn't. And my college professors often presented that to me as a negative. That, how can you make that connection? I don't know. It just occurred to me that those two things kind of go together. And occasionally the professor would even say something like, no, they don't. It's just a positive statement. No, that you would not say more or not let's talk about this. No. You're crazy. I don't think a professor ever said I was crazy. But they did say, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. Those things aren't connected. I didn't enjoy that. I enjoyed 98% of my graduate school experience. The 2% I didn't enjoy involved stuff like that. Someone telling me I was wrong without any discussion on a matter that wasn't factual. I mean, it's possible to be, I'll accept that I might not know something or that I might be mistaken about something. It's a matter of fact, something to look up. let's say thing A and thing B are totally unrelated. So I say they're related, and they say, no, you're wrong. I have trouble accepting that. That's trouble. That's difficult for a man of my intelligence. Just want to be happy. Just want all of my brothers and sisters to live together in peace. As it seems they do here in the casino. Now, I'm sure there are quite a few people who are looking at other people and saying, what the hell? But, you know, nobody's pointing fingers and nobody's separated anybody into groups where they have to go, okay, you have to be at the back and you have to be at the front. Nobody said you can't, you know, eat in the restaurant. And, I mean, the groups around the tables are, you know, they're just a random selection of the people who are in the place. They're all playing together, all losing their money together. Don't think I could be a dealer. I haven't thought along those lines, being a dealer. I think I could be one of those. I'm going to shoot for being one of those guys with the gold jackets just walks around all the time. But there has to be some deep, dark, secret thing that they do. They got to be going back in the back and count the money like in the movie, Casino. They got to be involved, you know, in the deep, dark inner workings of the machine. That's where I want to be. I want to embrace the machine. I want to be engulfed. Maybe not engulfed. Engulfed sort of implies that I'm not going to be there anymore. I still want to be there. I want to be in the machine. And maybe in that way I can discover what it is that's kept me out of the machine all the time. What it is that makes me feel separate. What it is that makes me feel alone. Even here among all the casinoites. There were times, you know, I worked at a corporate job, at a factory job. Double of them was not as fast. And I was not terribly unhappy. I had unhappiness, but I don't think it had anything to do with my job. It had a lot to do with my relationships. I was pursuing my job and my career in a certain way because I knew my spouse expected me to pursue it in that way. And that did. I guess maybe it would be with the machine except by my choice. And on my own terms, that's possible. We have come to the end of this half hour. I'm going to take a couple of turns around the casino for exercise and probably head on home. Could be a dangerous weekend for me because I don't have anything to do until Tuesday. We'd have to come up with all our chores, things to keep me out of trouble. If you have any suggestions, email them to me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. You can also catch my blog, mudtoesasquatch.com, about the Gmail thing. Once again, thank you for listening, and I will be here again next week. Have a pleasant good evening.